Casey Kasem. And coming up tonight on the Dysfunctional Family Channel at 7:30, join us for a very special Touched by an Uncle, the story of a family member whose affectionate actions are misunderstood by almost everyone. At 8:30, an all-new Malcolm in the Closet. Coming up at 9, a new time slot for I Just Shot Me. It's hilarious. At 10, the medical drama that takes place in a farming community, E-R-E-I-O. At 10:30, Dawson's Cheeks. And finally at 11, The Third Rotten Son, story of hilarious bad kid from another planet. I'm Casey Kasem.
Casey, you get over here.
No, you can't force me out of the booth.
The whole thing, it's a mess, man.
I only have one little taste. God.
Embarrass the hell out of me.
I'm Casey Kasem. Yeah, I got it already. Wow. This sounds like good vibrations.
Some crap you were pushing on your show. Wasn't this number 13 last week in the countdown?
I think it was. Hey, how'd you like that touch by an uncle? Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. We have on the line, what are the lessons from Columbine? That's really the big question. Brad Rifkin has worked in the advertising business and has done a number of focus groups on people's perceptions to public events, people's perceptions to, if you will, public tragedies. Brad is on the line with us from Los Angeles to talk about lessons from Columbine. Brad, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Brad, what are the lessons of Columbine, and what can we learn from that tragedy as this report has been released this week?
So I think, first of all, it's the responsibility of adults to... I think it's the responsibility of adults to keep kids in their place. And what I mean by that is people say the future is for kids. I say the future is now. The world belongs to adults. It doesn't belong to kids. And we are going to have to bring kids along if we choose, only if they are willing to incorporate themselves into our culture. And I say this to each and every kid listening right now. If you're willing to play ball in the world of adults, there's a lot of things we can do for you. There's a lot of wonderful things out there. But if you want to play it tough, if you want to play it rough, if you want to push your weight around and try to push your way into the mainstream, the hammer's going to get dropped. So as a result, I think kids have gotten more cocky. I think.
Well, what do you mean kids have gotten cocky? I mean, in other words, more arrogant?
I think in this culture, in this very, very affluent American culture, kids have gotten so arrogant and so cocky. They think they own the world. They think they got it all going on, right? They think that the world of youth suddenly is the predominant world of youth. That's why we had Columbine. We had kids who were self-absorbed. We had kids who were arrogant. We had kids who believed that they were the center of the universe, that they could do no wrong. We need to strip youth culture down. And if I sound a little medieval, Phil, I don't mean...
You know, there was a book I read not too long ago from, I don't know who it was, a guy who was an educator who said the best way to discipline a child was to literally put him in his or her room and take everything out of that room except the bed, almost like a cell.
In a lot of ways, I think that's valid, Phil. I will tell you this. I think youth culture needs to be stripped down to its bare bones. I think all of the flash, all of the dash, all of the shoe-shined hair, all of the tats, all the rings, everything has got to be stripped out, and let it get it back down. When kids earn their way back into decent society, and then...
How do you do that? In what way?
There are a lot of ways, Phil. Let's take burger joints. Let's take a very obvious... Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box. Oh, boy, you got the big arches, you got a clown, you got all this stuff. Strip it down. Here's a place to get a burger. Get in and get out. Get your burger and get out, all right? As far as I'm concerned...
So you're saying that, in other words, the accoutrements, the neon...
Yeah, there's a lot of flash that goes with youth culture. There are the arcades and everything. If you talk about, for instance, where you buy clothes... You go in, get some pants, and get out of there. You don't go in with the music, and you want a tattoo, here's a box of crayons. Draw it on, okay? Someday you may earn your way. So what I'm basically saying is We've given kids too many choices, Phil. We've given kids far too many choices. Yeah, you don't get Colonel Sanders. You're not going to get a talking dog. You're not going to get, you know, get your burger, get out.
And what about Cokes and...
Yeah, you know, glass of a cup of water and a burger. Now get in your car and go. That's what you give kids, okay? You want to get... like I said, what we have to go back to is the traditional forms of raising kids, Phil. And if we begin to strip down youth culture... And
okay, now, by stripping down youth culture... By the way, we have Brad Rifkin with us, our number 1-800-449-8686. He is in the advertising business, but has done a lot of focus groups. And we're talking about how to avoid Columbine in the future. He thinks we need to strip youth culture down to its bare bones. So you're saying get rid of the golden arches and that...
Get rid of the golden arches. Get rid of the video arcade. You know, you want to go to the video arcade? There, Pac-Man, Frogger... And Pong. Get in, play it, get your ass out. Get in and play Frogger and get out. And
so what is it, like a continuous lineup?
You get a bunch of kids in line to play Frogger, get out. None of this choices, I want to get a Taco Bell, Yo Quiero, I want to get a burrito, I want to get a cheeseburger, I want to shoeshine my hair, I want to wear some baggy gear, I want to get, you know, all of this stuff leads to one thing, Columbine. One thing. You get in and you got choices for burgers. Someday you're going to pick a gun up and shoot somebody. You want to go in and talk to a dog while you order a burrito. Someday you murder a human being. You want to go in and play, and I'm not saying that video games cause murder, but I'm saying the predominance of choice is what really causes this. You want to go in there, you give a kid anything more than Frogger, death. Death ensues, murder ensues. And so what I'm saying, let's return to some of the good old days of, yes, corporal punishment, but let's strip that youth culture down so these kids absolutely do not think they've got a choice, that they have to live the way they want to live.
Well, now, here's an interesting. You brought up corporal punishment.
Let me give an example, Phil?
Certainly.
When you and I were kids in the 1960s, there was a traditional way that our parents dealt with us. That was to fill up a... You would fill up a pillowcase with full beer cans, and they would beat you in the abdomen or the back or the head with that. Okay?
And I do not recall that. Okay?
Well, I'm sorry. That was a traditional way of corporal punishment.
I do not recall that. You're saying fill up a pillowcase with what?
They'd fill up a pillowcase with beer cans. You know, Mr. Henry, it's interesting. You have a talk show, and I know that you've got an audience that you want to, you know, that you want to, you know... win the hearts of, but to lie to them is...
I'm not lying to anybody. I never recall any time in the 60s when I was growing up that anybody filled up a pillowcase full of beer cans and hit me in the abdomen.
That is a traditional form of corporal punishment from the 60s. And that...
What was?
Mr. Henry, I don't...
What was? Are you telling me that your parents filled up a pillowcase full of full beer cans and hit you over the head?
They would... Listen to me, young people. Mr. Henry is trying to rewrite history. When I was a kid...
I'm not rewriting anything. My parents never hit me in the stomach with a full bag of beer cans, okay?
Well, it is a traditional form of punishment. From the 1960s, a full pillowcase full of full beer cans, you'd hit the kid in the abdomen, the upper back, and then across the face. And let me tell you something. A kid knew that he was loved because a kid knew that he was...
I never had that done to me. I never...
Well, I'm going to tell you... You know, we can do this the easy... I'm trying to say that...
I may agree with you on stripping down youth culture. I may even agree with you that it's time that we give kids less options and more direction. But I certainly don't recall ever being hit in the guts with a pillowcase full of full beer cans. And...
Well, I will tell you that I don't appreciate the fact that... You know, I see where you want to get your audience on your side. And
You think that I'm lying because I'm trying to keep the audience on my side. Kids, believe me, there was never a time when we were hit with a pillowcase full of full beer cans.
Bull crap, we were kids. Don't believe Mr. Henry.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to argue with me?
I want to tell the kids out there, we used to get hit over the head with a pillowcase full of full beer cans. Ask any adult that tells the truth, not Phil Henry. Ask.
I'm telling the truth. I never got hit with a bag full of full beer cans.
Well, sir, I will tell you that you were not a typical kid.
And well, maybe not. I don't remember anybody ever telling me that their parents hit them over the head with a bag of full beer cans. Never. Okay? And I...
Phil, I'm going to respectfully believe you, but I think you're doing a disservice to your listeners. And
I did... I know what you're saying about revisionist history. I don't rewrite history. I never got hit with a bag full of full beer cans, okay? And that notwithstanding, what you're basically saying here is that we need to take away from kids Burger King, Taco Bell.
I'm not saying take away burgers. I'm not saying we take away burger stands. I'm saying you want a burger, go in, get your burger, and get your ass back to your car and get out of here. Clear the area. Get a burger and clear the area. And that, to me...
That's the marching orders of today's youth.
That's the marching orders of today's youth. Get your burger, get your tattoo, and get out of the area. Get back to your house and go and sit in your room. Then go out and do something else, then sit in your room. Go play Frogger and sit in your room. And then maybe you won't get hit with a pillowcase full of full beer cans. That's what we're talking about, and that's what I think is going to save us from the horror, from the murder, and from the mayhem of Columbine. Beating kids with pillowcases full of full beer cans.
Very, very controversial.
Yeah, I'm controversial.
Very controversial. Brad Rifkin with us. He is an advertising agent and is talking with us about some focus groups that they have done. Believe me, folks, when I tell you, my parents never filled a pillowcase full of full beer cans and hit me in the guts or the head with it, ever. And maybe I was unusual. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show here with Brad Rifkin, advertising agent. We're talking about the lessons of Columbine with the release of the report on what caused it. We have him on the line talking about some focus groups that he's been involved in. And you were talking about stripping down youth culture. Don't give kids as many options. Send them to the burger stand and send them home. Send them into the mall, get their pants, and get out of there. Is that what you're basically saying?
Right. And I think a return to some good old-fashioned discipline, what we used to call a beer batter, which is being beaten with a pillowcase full of beer cans. All the malls, all the clothing stores.
You know what's going to happen? Kids are going to essentially rebel. And
good. That's what we want.
You want them to rebel?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because if kids have their culture stripped down and then they rebel against that, then they're going to come up with something better than what they've got now, meaning they will have suffered real suffering and real deprivation, and their culture will be much more richer when they reinvent it after having their asses kicked, as opposed to standing around with their thumb in their ear talking to a chihuahua at Taco Bell. I'm saying go get your taco, clear the area. That's what we're saying.
Go get your taco and clear the area.
Right.
All right, here is Spring Valley on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just trying to wonder why he feels that by battering he's going to solve any type of battering or abuse, or even more so violence. When you hit a child and try and lock him up in a room, especially today's 13-year-olds,
Well, I grew up in the 60s, see, and so I remember...
So did I, sir. So did I.
You grew up in the 60s?
I grew up in the 60s.
Were you ever beaten?
I'm 64. I come from a military family where you do not ask why, you ask how high.
Well,
your discipline comes from the home, and if you feel that by beating a kid with a can of beer cans, what are you going to do? Open the beer after you're done and celebrate the beating you just gave the kid?
Of course not, sir. What you do is you fill a normal pillowcase full of full beer cans. You hit him once in the stomach, once in the upper chest, and once across the face.
You're talking about halfway maiming your child. You can't kill a kid.
You come from a military family, correct, sir?
Yeah, I got whacked across the face.
And your father...
the ear, across the ass.
Your father
but
never...
not by the hand.
What about with a garden hoe? Did your father ever hit your face with a garden hoe?
Oh, now, come on.
Are you kidding?
Wait a second. Both of you gentlemen are from the 60s, right, Mr. Henry?
I was born in 52, so my teenage years were the late 1960s.
And you were never hit in the face with a garden hoe?
No, I wasn't hit in the face with a garden hoe. What are you talking about?
Okay, we can have a nice conversation or we can be honest. What do you want to do?
How about a switch? Have you ever been asked to go outside and get a switch and got hit with a switch?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Like a piece of a tree, a branch. A small, like a cattail.
What's he talking about?
No, I've seen that. I've seen that. My neighbor's
I don't,
kid,
I've
my
never
neighbor's
heard of
mom
that.
Did that.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of it?
they were a different culture, you know.
I come from
a white family. My neighbors were black. I had Mexican neighbors.
I come from a white family, too.
Everybody punishes a little different.
Well, I come from a white family. Most white people beat their children with pillowcases full of beer cans. Now, the blacks...
Do you have children, sir?
Yeah, well...
Do you have your own children? How old are your children?
I have stepkids.
See, I have a 10-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl.
Most black parents beat their children with shoes. Most Mexican parents beat their children with switches. White parents generally use the garden hoe or a bag full of...
What are you talking about, man? You're not making any sense.
This guy is amazing.
I'm amazing.
I have a white father and a Samoan mother. And you
talk about
two different cultures.
All right,
you should
have been beaten with shoes and beer cans. You were not.
I don't know what you've been smoking today,
sir. I happen to care about my country. I care about my country, and I care about what's going on.
I've never been hit by a closed fist either.
Sir, I'm not talking about that.
I got hit in the face with an open hand.
Look, we're talking about...
pretty much did the business.
We're talking about...
Let me ask the gentleman, did you ever play Frogger?
Yeah, I've actually played it with my son.
Did you play Pong and Pac-Man and those games?
Sure.
Those are great games, aren't they?
Sure.
Why?
And I've played Mortal Kombat. I've played
now,
all this other crap they got out
now,
nowadays.
That's
also
a lot of crap. Let's go back to Frogger and Pong.
Sir, you're not going to be able to get these games that are out there out of society. It's up to you to be able to control your children, teach them the better values they need to understand.
What do you mean?
What are you going to do? You're trying to shut off the United States?
No, I love my country, sir.
I
love my country. I love my country, and I want to do something to save not only my country, but succeeding generations. You got this Columbine bullcrap because kids are going to Dairy Queen and they're getting anything they want. You go to Dairy Queen, you get your soft vanilla, and you get out. That's it. That's all you get, soft vanilla.
These boys that did this in Colorado,
are you telling me?
They were way beyond Dairy Queen, my friend.
What, Colorado?
They were very intellectual, very smart computer mind. They got a lot of their information.
Yeah, these kids, man, you know, these dudes were way beyond soft vanilla at Dairy Queen.
I'm telling you, give them one choice.
They got everything they needed to learn from their home,
absolutely,
in their bedroom, from their parents' computer systems. If not a computer system that was bought by their parents.
I don't think you're wrong.
All right, sir. Very good points. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. You have some radical ideas that I think need to be addressed or tested in the laboratory, if you will, of society before any of these things are put into place. Orange on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Orange, hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to say that I grew up in the 60s.
Okay.
I never heard of anyone who had a punishment like that. I mean, I can remember my father using a belt on our bottoms, but I was never...
Are you white or black?
...beaten and abused.
Are you white or black?
I'm white.
And you were never hit with...
I grew up in a white area, never hit...
Well, that's unusual. So you were never... Your father never took the heavy end of a lawnmower and dropped it on your head?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And if your father did that to
you,
it's no wonder, sir, if your father did that to you, it's no wonder you're saying these things because you have brain damage from what your father did.
I want to ask you, are you on a respirator?
Pardon?
Are you on a respirator? Because I heard it go halfway through your call.
No.
All right, hold on, ma'am. Ma'am, hold the line. This is Phil Henry. We'll be right back to your call. We're going to take a break, all right? The Phil Henry Show. And Brad Rifkin, a advertising exec. They've been doing focus groups. A lot of companies, not only government agencies, but companies, want to learn the lessons of Columbine and find out what happened and find out what's at the root of it and how we can reshape our society, specifically our young people, so that they do not feel they need to resort. Now, Mr. Rifkin's on the line with us. Among your remedies, strip down youth culture, as you've put it. That is, no more flashy, neon Burger King, McDonald's paradigm. Get your burger and get out is the way you... In fact, the name of your report is Get Your Burger and Leave the Area.
That's what we called the report that we submitted to three major universities. Get your burger, get your jeans, and leave the area. And
what about this tattoo? You want a tattoo, get a box of crayons.
And all I'm saying is strip it down. Now, as I said, Phil, I hope the youth of America rebel against this, because if they do, they'll come up with something better than they got right now. Right now, the only decent music out there is Venom and Sugar Ray. The rest of it's crap. And maybe Jessica Simpson.
Venom, Sugar Ray, and Jessica Simpson.
Those three. And the Vandals. Those are the only four bands I've ever heard that I like. The rest of it's crap, and something's got to be done.
All right, let's go to Orange. The lady's been hanging on an orange. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, well, all I have to really say is that along with this, what he's condoning is serious child abuse. Not only could cause brain damage, could kill
our
children.
You're talking about the beer cans, ma'am?
Absolutely.
No, not
about
if you...
A hoe in the face, a lawnmower on the head. You could kill your children, and that's criminal.
All right. We are referring to something last hour. You mentioned corporal punishment, Brad, that in the 1960s, it was traditional for parents to load up a pillowcase full of full beer cans and swing it and hit their kids in the head with it.
That's correct.
Which I do not remember, but okay, we won't have that argument.
Right.
Now you're talking about hitting a kid in the face with a hoe and dropping a lawnmower on his head, that only white families do that.
White families do that. Do I got to go over this again? Blacks beat their kids with shoes. White families drop gardening equipment on their kids. And Mexicans use sticks. Okay, ma'am?
No, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's criminal child abuse. You chance murdering your child doing that.
Have you ever spanked?
And I never have anybody that I ever knew experience anything like what
you have. You ever spanked your children?
I have, on the rear end.
On the rear end,
and
using
I have
what?
And I have gone as far as using a belt. And that is as far as I would ever
well,
go.
Well, I think you need to rethink that.
Well, I think you need to rethink where you're at, and I think you need to be in a mental institution.
A mental institution?
Absolutely.
Just because I said
this
beat a kid in the head. All
if this
I
is
said
what you
was,
do to your children, you should be in jail. If you have children and you've done this to them, you should be in jail.
All I said was stab a kid with pruning shears, and now I'm supposed to be in jail. Is that it?
Stab a kid with...
Not break the skin. Phil, what I'm trying to do is come up with creative forms of corporal punishment. And
stab a kid with pruning shears.
Don't break the skin.
Oh,
okay.
You are insane.
No, Jesus.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Use a hot soldering iron in the groin. Are you there? She must have hung up. I was going to suggest a hot soldering iron to the groin, which is also a form of aversion therapy, which is something else our kids need.
You got to be putting me on with that one, right?
About what?
A hot soldering iron to the groin.
Phil, I'm not talking about burning the skin. I'm talking about creative aversion therapy. Otherwise, we never learn the lesson of Columbine.
1-800-449-8686, Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, real quick, I'm an ex-police officer. I got to tell your guest one thing. If I would have shown up at your house, I would have put you in handcuffs.
For what?
I would have called Child Protective Services.
For what?
You would have probably not seen your children for a very long time. You
Wait
would have gone to jail and been prosecuted for child abuse.
You're in Utah, right?
I was not a police officer here. I live here now.
Oh, you were not? Where were you police officer? Because my understanding is Utah.
Louisiana, sir. Louisiana. I just barely moved here.
You got a guy shot a guy in his driveway in Louisiana. He didn't even go to jail. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
The guy who shot that guy in the driveway.
It's not even relevant, sir. I'm talking about child abuse.
Some Chinese guy got shot on a driveway in Louisiana because he was dressed like John Travolta. Did you hear about that?
Yeah,
oh, that was that was a very big case in Louisiana.
And the guy didn't see one day of jail.
All I'm trying to tell you is you need to read some legal books.
He didn't get shot because he looked like John Travolta. He got shot because the guy didn't know who he was.
You're going to jail if you do that to your children. That's my only point.
Oh, so we're not supposed to spank our kids. Thanks a lot.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. That's an ex-police officer. Says you're going to go to jail if he sees you hitting a kid with a pillowcase full of beer cans.
Well, so we don't live in America anymore, is that it? So we no longer live in America, where I can't find fault with my child, and I try. Do you want another Columbine, ladies and gentlemen? People of America, do you want kids walking into schools with guns? Do you want kids walking into schools, maybe not with guns, now with swords, with knives, with machetes? Now we're not just talking about shooting people, we're talking about hacking them to pieces. Is that what you want? If you don't want that, like I don't want that, you'll start beating your kids with hoes. You'll start beating them with beer cans, and you'll start getting some discipline back in a place in this country, and you'll start turning on gas-powered lawnmowers and driving them over your kids' feet. That's the only way we keep these kids in line. Yellow.
Are you done?
That's why I was trying to make a point, because the guy hung up.
He was a cop. That's all he had to say. So now we're turning on the lawnmower and driving it over the kids' feet.
We're trying to save our country. Jeez.
1-800-449-8686. Three universities, huh?
Three universities have accepted this report.
Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I have to start by saying,
Are you Latin? You're Latin,
sorry.
Aren't you?
I am Cuban.
Okay.
I live in Miami.
She'll back me up. Go ahead, ma'am.
I've been in the United States for 32 years, and I'm not saying I'm going to back you up or not, because I live in a very strict home. I can tell you one thing. I have a 19-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 12-year-old. I don't have a single problem with them, and I've been a traveling mom for many, many years. How do I bring this
You know, a weed whacker to the head not only punishes a kid, but you get a cheap haircut out of that, and I'm being very serious now.
Well, no.
Okay.
I tried. I was taught not to hit him over the head. I would hit him in the buns when it was needed.
Hit him in
but
the
I
buns?
But I can tell you one thing. Perhaps it's a little bit late. I'm calling you from my car phone.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'm sorry. But perhaps it's a little bit late for some of the youth right now. I think what parents need to do is not to indebt themselves, put everything in a credit card that a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old wants, because they want certain type of sneakers or certain type of even a haircut.
You're insane. I don't understand you're talking about. You're mentally deranged.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't understand
your
a
words.
Thing you're
Coming
saying.
Coming from you, it's an honor.
What are you saying? Are
what
you
I'm
telling me to
right
give a 5-year-old a credit card? Are you telling me to get a 5-year-old a credit card?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're
exactly
insane.
Not to do. That's not what I'm saying. Wait.
Oh.
Let's go back. What I'm trying to say is do not give
Wait
them.
A minute.
Oh, she's in, a lot of Cubans use bottles of tequila in a pillowcase, don't they? Or is that Mexico?
No, and
what are you
they
drinking,
hit
Cuba?
Me with a paddle.
Cuban run.
In
Cuban,
my butt.
A good bottle.
But now why do we
you know,
have to talk about hitting kids?
A good bottle of Cuban
this
rum.
Is exact, this why is exactly
not?
What we do not want to do.
Why
Start
do you put
smacking
scars
them over the head.
You take a bottle of Cuban rum. You wrap it in
well,
a towel.
Well, I don't drink. I don't
and
drink.
Boom. Well, you better start.
I leave that to somebody else.
You leave that to your husband, right?
It's this and it. I'm trying
right.
to give you what I think. And I think
a credit
I
card to a 5-year-old, huh?
Yeah, that's what she's
no,
saying.
No, that's
you
not
this
what
broad?
I'm saying.
Listen to this
Can
Chiquita
I say
banana
what
here.
I want to say? For
get
heaven's sake.
Get a load of this Kareem Chiquita, huh? Gonna give a credit card
listen,
to a 5-year-old kid.
Listen
to the lady,
what
okay?
What I want to say is, do not give these children everything they want.
That's right. So
at
I'm
a
saying.
Very early age.
They get in your case, their bottle of rum and leave the area.
No, that's not
yeah.
what I'm saying either. What I'm saying is you have to teach your children that you wake up every single morning and you go to work and make them aware of what's going on in your home.
And then you come
and
home and then you eat dinner and then you go to bed.
And then do not give them every single
and
thing
then you
that
play
they
Frogger.
Want. And every
I had a neighbor
eat-
that was Cuban, and whenever his kid got punished, we got smashed on Myers while the kid was, you know, mending his wounds. See, we'd beat the kid, we'd drink the Myers, maybe a little Coke, and the kid be in the bathroom, dabbing
Why
up the inside.
Why does it matter if I'm a Cuban or not? Right now, my
because
kids,
I think
all
you're wonderful,
them,
because I think
I'll
your people
you
have
why.
Suffered,
no,
because
no.
I think you're
Both
a freedom lover, because I think you're great people. You're freedom loving people. You're people who care about America. You came here on a boat. You love this country. You people of all people understand the good disciplinary value of beating a child with a rake. Of the kind of so don't let your kids get out of control. All right.
Listen.
Thanks
that's
very much.
What I want to show.
Got you,
the
dear.
Other side
Thank
of
you
it.
Very
you
much. We got that. Okay.
Well, those Cuban broads can talk, can't they?
They've you know she's talking. Here is Syracuse on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Good evening. I can't believe this guy. Look, first of all, I'm a Cuban American.
Oh yeah, you're Cuban American too.
All right, now listen, let me, first of all, you have already a little tone there of being a little bit of a racist, but number one,
how are you Cuban American?
The problem that we have in this country is that we've lost discipline, but the way that you're promoting.
You know what you are? You're a Cuban WAP.
I think
you're WAP American, is what you're from upstate New York, baby. You're WAP American. You're no Cuban American, okay? The only Latinos live up there, baby. You're Puerto Rican, okay? Don't do that Cuban American thing. I come from ABC City, right? Alphabet City, right? East New York. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, I do, because I come from New York City.
Okay, but I thought you came from Cuba, you lying sack of crap. All right, hang up on him, Phil.
All right, anyway, 1-800-449. Thank you very much, Brad, for nothing. You're mental. We're going to get a wagon for you, and hopefully by sundown, you're going to be in a state sanctioned room, soft with some of that clay stuff and maybe some macrame and dinner at 8 o'clock.
That sounds very relaxing.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show. Hi, baby. Yeah, it's me. Baby, I want to take you down memory lane for just a minute. I want you to think about you and me. Remember how good it was? Because I can remember how good it was. Yeah, I picked you up out of nowhere and made you the queen diva of Hollywood. Oh, God, the money I spent. The fashion consultants that I hired. The singing lessons that I gave you. It was all for a reason, baby. Only had one reason, and that reason was to make you a star. I wanted to see your name up there in lights. I wanted you to be bigger than Julia Roberts. Bigger than Sandra Bullock. Bigger than Catherine Zeta-Jones. Bigger than any of them. You were going to be the next It Girl. Do you remember, baby, when we had lunch with that Hollywood producer? The big producer, you know the one. The guy who had like 4 $100 million movies in a row. You remember him? Oh, God, how I dropped to my knees that morning. And I'm not a religious man. I do have a drug problem. I have been bisexual. I'm not anymore. But I did pray to God. And I said, Jesus, please let us score this contract. Let us score this film. And I will return to religion. I will go to church every week. I will stop having sex. Yes, baby, even with you. We went to the restaurant. It was on La Cienega Boulevard. We met the Hollywood producer at his back booth. You see, baby, these big guys, they have their own booths. We went there. We sat down. God, you looked beautiful. You were gorgeous that day. But then, you remember what you did? Then you had to blow it. You pulled your glass eye out and rolled it around in your mouth to wash it off. That hurt me, honey. More than outrage me, more than anger me, it just hurt me. It hurt me. Well, you can guess the rest of that story. Bobby Babcock, who is the principal of that story, never returned to L.A. He went home to Pensacola, and he's there today writing mystery novels. But he's not forgotten in this town, Bobby Babcock. I guess there must have been, what do you think, Mike, a half a dozen to a dozen women that he would parade in and out of our show. Oh, look at her. She's the gorgeous thing. She's happening. And there was always something wrong with him. One had a butt that was too big. The other... glass eye, you know? And he was always such a believer in these women. Hey, Phil, you have got... Remember the girl that came in here with a wooden leg? I mean, what? And he's telling me she's going to be the next Sandra Bullock? I mean, I'll tell you right now, I absolutely can't believe it. All right, well, that's our show for this afternoon. And don't forget that you can order the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD by calling... that number that we gave you last hour that I'm not going to give you yet. Oh, here it is. Thank you. It's 616. It's 877-616-7445. That number again, 877-616-7445 for the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2000 CD, I think is what it is. Yes, it's 2000. And, of course, all those proceeds go to my friend's place. Thank you. God bless.
I don't know where that man is from, but he does
from
not
Argentina.
Know any Spanish.
I'm from Argentina.
Well, you do not have the correct translation of what you are saying.
Well, but it is colloquial. It might mean something different.
It might?
And where are you? Which phrase are you talking about, please?
All of your phrases.
All well, of like, your phrases like, are which, not Latin.
Like which one, ma'am? Consiga a sus rodillas y tenga algo comer?
That has nothing to do with your mother or the daughter or child of any mother.
What does it mean?
It means exactly what you said. It's talking about knees and eating.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Come on, Rudy. This is the third person.
I don't know what she's talking about. This is a colloquial phrase in Argentina.
In Argentina?
What about this one? Yo quiero babear un usted.
You know what? What are you saying?
You are the keeper
what
of
do
my
you
heart.
Think?
You are the keeper of my heart.
You are the keeper of my heart. I don't know where you got your dictionary from.
I'm told now by...
You are insulting everybody, and I don't think you should be on the radio.
Why? Oh, I see. Only you should be on the radio. I can't be on the radio.
See, I don't need to be on the radio. I just want you to know that you are insulting everybody.
And I can't be on the radio.
You are insulting
everybody. How am I insulting you? I said, listen to me. Are you a Latin woman?
Are you a Latin man?
Yes, most certainly.
You're
I'm very proud.
Well, you know what? You need to understand that there are different Latin dialects, and you are not using the right dialect.
Well, listen to me.
So what? Are you drooling?
Ma'am, I am trying to make peace with you with the la-la-la from my country.
Well, from your country, but not from mine.
All right, but you're a Latin woman. You should respond to this. La-la-la.
That's what you think. There is no Latin woman that's going to respond to you.
Well, what is that supposed to do to her?
It should warm her to me. You're not warmed up to me? Oh, ha, 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 ha.
You know what? I don't know what you're trying to project on your
Latin
program.
Latin women have long
known
this
man does not know what he is saying.
All right, well, the
really
phrase we heard, yo quiero babear un usted, was just told to me.
I heard what you're saying, and you're not saying anything that should be said on the radio.
Well, I was told that means I want to drool on you.
So
you are a liar, Mr. Henry.
If you are told to go jump off the hill, are you going to do it just because you're told?
What
I think you really ought to know what you're being told.
What does this make you?
You're not saying anything that makes any sense.
What does this make you do?
Translations are not right.
What does that make you want to do?
It sounds like you have a child playing.
You know something? You have no sexuality. You are a frigid woman.
Okay. The insults
have ended. You've got my point now?
The insults of...
This is hypnotizing to Latin women, Mr. Henry. She's not Latin. When you say, la la...
He doesn't know what he is saying. He doesn't know what he is
what?
Saying.
What? Wait, is that sexual?
Yes, it is.
You sound like it's like I'm in the middle of a... Like the lady said, like I'm playing with a kid.
That's exactly right. It sounds like he's playing with a 2 or 3 year old baby.